Blog Talk Radio.
Well, a very good evening, everyone. As always, thank you so much for taking the time to join us tonight. I am Victoria Gaither, the host of At Home with Victoria. Tonight, we are going to be talking with a very, very talented young man. He is a model as well as a beat dropper, as my co-host, entertainment co-host, Michael describes on our information. Morrison is his name. And he's going to tell us a little bit about his modeling career. He's in the music industry. And also, I believe he takes pictures as well. So he is someone who is certainly up and coming that I think that you're going to hear a tremendous about out there. But we're very lucky to have him tonight on the show on At Home with Victoria. So we're going to bring him on the line in a moment. But first, I'm going to get my sidekick on with me tonight. And, of course, that would be entertainment co-host Michael Kay. Hi, Michael. Are you there?
Hi, how are you, Vic?
I am absolutely wonderful. Just before we start to talk about our show tonight, you did a great job last night hosting the show on the fly like that, and I got just so many wonderful reports from everybody who said you did a wonderful job.
Well, thank you very much. It was all due to Raven. Oh, he was a fantastic guest, and we had a lot of fun with him. And he's going to come back to the show, so I'm very, very excited for that. I want to wish you, are you ready for Halloween?
Yes.
Of course you are.
So we just want to officially welcome our guest in tonight. But actually, Michael, before we do that, tell me a little bit about why it is that you chose him. Because, again, Michael's our entertainment co-host. So anytime we have any guests on, you know, that deal with entertainment, Michael's the man and he brings them on. So what was it about him that you liked, Michael?
Well, actually, Facebook friend Holly Daggers was the one who introduced me to Marcin. Marcin hails from Nisko, which is a town in southeastern Poland on the San River. And his European features have had industry professionals refer to him as the next male Kate Moss. He's worked with many photographers, to mention Marcus Klinko and Indrani, who have been most recently seen on Bravo's hit TV show Double Exposure. Marcus and Indrani have shot the likes of Lady Gaga, Kate Winslet, Mary J. Blige, Beyonce, and everything. So he's worked with them. He's now working with photography. He's actually shot the Chancellor of Germany and the Dalai Lama, if you can believe it. And he has some really exciting projects coming up. And his music, too, is making its way up the electronica dance charts in New York, landing him at spot 190 out of 1,000. So he's actually tonight he'll be sharing his newest hit with us at the end of the show. Plus, he's really the nicest guy, and I'm just so thrilled to have him on tonight, Vic. You're going to love him.
Well, I am looking forward to talking to him. So with all of that said, which was an absolutely wonderful introduction, we're going to go ahead and get Marcin on the line. Hi, Marcin, this is Victoria. Michael, are you with us?
What's up, guys? I'm right here with you.
How are you, Marcin?
Well, thank you so
pretty good. Just dropping some beats in my apartment, having fun, listening to music, my new mix. It's called Sex Tonight. Make sure you check it out.
Well, actually, Sex Tonight is one of the songs that we're going to play at the end of the show, but I officially wanted to welcome you to At Home with Victoria, so thank you so much for taking the time this evening to be with us. And I'm going to turn it over to Michael because he always throws out the first question. Michael?
Yeah, Vic. You know, Marcin, we have a lot in common besides Eastern European good looks, but your family and mine are actually literally neighbors. You're from Poland. I'm from Ukraine, yeah. But what brought you from Poland to New York?
Well, my grandmother's lived in New York ever since I was like 2 years old. I never really met her. And she brought us to America when I was 12 years old in 94. And ever since then, I've lived in America. I mean, I've always wanted to live in New York City ever since I was a little boy. And I knew one day I'll make it to New York. I just didn't know how, but I always knew one day I will. And today, not only do I live in New York, but I love New York, and I work in New York as well.
Yeah. Steve is just a small-town guy.
Yes,
I'm not a small-town guy at all, trust me.
Well, what was it about, you talked about New York was sort of the place that you wanted to be. What was it about New York that you knew that when you were older that was going the place where you were going to settle? I mean, was it something inside of you, this thought that that's where I want to be?
It's so funny because I really don't know what it was. I just knew I had a calling to be in New York, and I used to draw like the Statue of Liberty in the huge skyscrapers. And my sister and I would always say, you know, I used to always tell her one day I'll live in New York, and I do, and I love it. It's so much fun. So many opportunities, the lights, the people, the atmosphere, the feeling. It's totally different than it's in Europe. It's a different world of its own.
Right. You know, during your college years, you did a lot of extra work in such shows as The Sopranos and Law & Order SVU, and you did an off-Broadway play called The Bar Scene, which is a little bit different. Tell us about that.
The Bar Scene was an off-Broadway play I've done a couple of years back, and it was the different thing about that Broadway off-Broadway play was that it took place every time in a different location. So it would be a different lounge or a different bar or a different restaurant or a different theater. And it was called a bar scene because of the issues that they were dealing with, bar and people and having fun and stuff like that. It was pretty interesting. My first play ever.
Vic?
Well, that certainly does sound interesting. So I want to talk a little bit about, focus myself more on your modeling career. I've had the opportunity because you friended me on Facebook, so I had the opportunity to sit down and just take a look at a lot of your pictures. And
mm-hmm.
The work that comes to my mind is just simply amazing. And Michael had talked about this in the beginning of the show in terms of your features. But certainly, you know, you're one of those people, Marzen, who just has those really chiseled features. So I can imagine when you decided to model, I mean, you probably had, was it difficult for you to get into that industry? Because with your look, it seems like you would have had a lot of different agencies to come after you.
No, not really. I never really knew I would get into modeling. I never knew how. I always knew one day I'll work in entertainment somehow, you know, one of those fields. But when I first got to New York, it was right after high school, and I met a photographer, Stephen Present, who was doing a really cool project at Chelsea Piers with different models. It was bowling and a lot of fun. And he's the one that kind of introduced me to the whole modeling industry. And one thing that stuck with me is he told me after our photo shoot, he's like, Marzen, you are just like a little puppy. All you need is just love. I'm like, yes. And but ever since then, I've met different photographers, so networking, different agencies. I never signed with an agency because I don't think I was ready. I couldn't focus all my time. I couldn't commit myself fully. And I mm-hmm. still can't because I'm doing so many different things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And I was having a dinner with Sean C. Jackson, who is the president of Sarai Music, and he actually told me, Marzen, you should just call yourself an artist because you really can't just call yourself a model or a musician or a photographer because I'm doing
mm-hmm.
so many different things.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
well, I guess
know,
I'm an artist.
That was one thing that I noticed too when Michael was giving me your information. That I admire about you is that you're just simply not boxing yourself into doing one thing, which is modeling. So it seems like you're doing a little bit of everything. So maybe that's a good transition into your music. So talk a little bit about your music and how you got started in that.
Well, my music, it's funny because I recently found out my dad used to be in a Polish band back in Poland and they used to travel and perform.
Oh, wow.
And he was a singer and he used to play the guitar. And ever since we were little, he would always play the guitar, always play the guitar. And I guess I must have got my creative side from him. I was listening to music one day, I think it was in high school, and I'm like, you know what, I love this song, but I could make it sound even better. So I got some
mm-hmm.
Software, some DJ software, and I started mixing music. And then I'm like, you know what, I could probably lay down some tracks, you know, some vocals. So then I
mm-hmm.
started recording, And I'm like, you know what? I really would like to learn how to make the beats. That's what I want to do, make the beats. And then I could not afford school because it was very expensive. So I got myself all the software I needed, and I taught myself how to make beats. And now I make all the beats that I want.
Yeah. Fantastic beats, too. Now, I want to jump back to the modeling for a little bit, too. Marcus Klinko and Indrani, noted fashion photographers all over the world, and I know that you may have a couple good stories there. If you feel like sharing, I would love to hear. I know you did Lindsay Lohan, too, which is really fantastic.
Yeah, I've worked with Lindsay Lohan, and she's a lot of fun. We did a shoot, it was a two-day photo shoot and a video shoot. We had to, since Lindsay's a night person, we had to start working around night, around maybe 10 p.m. at night, and we would finish at 7, 8 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
So it would be an all-night shoot. Lindsay's very interesting. I love her a lot. She's a great person. I could tell that she was, you know, on the party side, even though she would not admit to anything. But she had a bottle of Absolute, right, in her dressing room, and she'd be like, with our friends, like, "Oh, guys, have a drink." So we were just partying, having a good time. Unfortunately, I think maybe she had too much to drink because later on she fell and scraped her knees. I was trying to run all over the photo studio. I was running all over the studio trying to find a Band-Aid. I finally found a kit, a first aid kit. I opened it up and there's no Band-Aids. There's nothing in it.
Oh, no.
I couldn't believe it. I'm like, oh, my God. This girl was bleeding. Somebody help her.
That's funny. You were also in... I'm sorry, honey. Go ahead.
Yeah, but the funny thing is Mark Echo, he is awesome. I love Mark Echo. And actually, we come from the same town, from Lakewood, New Jersey. And he went to my high school. So we went to the same high school.
Right.
So when I met him, he actually knows my sister. My sister actually teaches fashion in a high school in New Jersey. And when they had a fashion show, Mark Echo would come and support sometimes. So he's actually very committed to other communities. He's doing a lot of great work outside of New York and in Europe, helping people out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Vic?
Well,
Vic,
I was thinking about, I kind of got stuck there when you were telling the story about Lindsay and you about the Band-Aid, which was actually very, very funny. And then you said, "I think she drinks a lot." I'm sitting here thinking, yeah, she definitely does drink a lot. But let me just ask you a follow-up question when it comes to that. So when you see somebody like Lindsay on the news and all the problems that she's going through and stuff, what kind of stuff goes through your mind when you see that? Just because, you know, you've seen her, you've spent some time around her before, and you kind of know her a little bit. So what are your thoughts when you see her on TV?
Well, I got a chance to meet Lindsay and her sister. Her sister, Allie, she is amazing. She's a very smart young girl. Lindsay's very hardworking. She was a professional. You know, it must be hard being in a spotlight. Everybody's watching you, and it could be very frustrating for a lot of people. And knowing Lindsay, working with her, I feel sorry sometimes because the media does tend to maybe blow things out of proportion sometimes or say a lot of negative things, which could be very hurtful to people. But I've known other people that have worked with her on movies and movie sets and music videos, and unfortunately they all have not so nice things to say, but I, from my experience with Lindsay, it was very positive. We had a great time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Although at the end of the photo shoot, we had a glass table which was broken, a huge glass table. Somebody broke it. I don't know what happened, but it was crazy. It was just crazy.
Oh, that's never good. Now, you yourself, as a photographer, have actually shot some really fantastic people, both the Chancellor of Germany and the Dalai Lama. How did that happen?
Well, on the side also, I work, I freelance with a PR agency here in New York City. It's called Planet PR. And usually they use me as a photographer, or I do the media. I deal with all my media contacts. And they've seen my work, my photography work, and the chancellor, her managers hired me to shoot her when she came to New York to receive an award. She's very, very nice. She could not really speak English, but she's a really amazing woman who's doing a lot of great things for America and for Germany as well. So it was
wow.
a pleasure to shoot with her.
Fantastic.
And the Dalai Lama, I also shot him too. He came to New York. My friend Edmund, who was one of my best friends, and Josh, who was PR, they also know of my photography and invited me to take pictures of Dalai Lama. They both do his PR, so
wow.
it's a lot of networking, I guess.
Absolutely. Is it super hard to make the transition from model to photographer to musician? I mean, those are using all different sides of your brain, so that's got to
mm-hmm.
be quite a little challenge.
Actually, I learn from everything that I do. When I'm doing modeling, I always learn, you know, how to pose, how to work with the lights. When I work in photography with photographers, I can use these skills that I've learned through modeling to work with other models and people and help them look great in on camera when it comes to lighting, posing, styling, makeup. And then with music, I just love people. I want people to have a good time and have fun, and that's what my music is about, just having a great time, not taking yourself too seriously.
Yeah. And you do a great job. I love your pictures, so that's fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
have so much more music coming out.
I had mentioned that, Michael, earlier. If you guys ever get a chance, you can friend him on Facebook, but he's got a lot of pictures, and your pictures are just absolutely awesome. I mean, they kind of range from, I guess I would consider, sort of a serious-looking pictures to just kind
mm-hmm.
of, you know, your everyday-looking pictures where you've
mm-hmm.
just got a pair of jeans and a T-shirt or something on. But all of your pictures are just absolutely wonderful.
Thank you so much. One of the things of being a great model is being versatile with your looks. And
mm-hmm.
I can definitely pull that off.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. Yeah, for sure. I can certainly tell that.
I wouldn't mind giving you a couple names, and you can just tell me how they affected you, how you worked with them and everything like that. We played this little
sure.
game today. I want to go to Ross Bleckner.
Ross Bleckner, he's an artist
mm-hmm.
Here in New York, and I've collaborated with him on a project years ago, one of my first projects when I came to New York. I think he was doing a book about art and stuff, so we worked on that together, and he's a really cool guy.
Wow. And Irene Caesar?
Irene Caesar is a Russian photographer. She is amazing. She has her own way of taking pictures, with taking people and putting them into objects and things that... And like maybe history, it's like a history lesson with her. Like she
right.
takes things from the Bible and things from the past and puts into a modernized picture.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Holly
and I've worked with her. Oh, Holly
Daggers,
I love that name.
I do too. I love her.
I love Holly. Holly, I had to work with her because she is so creative. And I think when two creative people come together, they create magic. And that's what we did. And I love Holly. I wish I could see her more. Sometimes our schedules don't allow it, but I really need to make the effort to see Holly more. We did some really cool photo shoots, the Outer Adventures of Marcin, and all kinds of different photos. She is amazing. She's a videographer, a video DJ, photographer. She does a lot of things as well.
Yeah, she's worked with Moby and Busta Rhymes, too. That
yes,
means,
she has.
A couple big names.
She's been dropping beats, too. We're dropping videos, actually.
Now, you
she's
have some
so
exciting
cool.
you have some exciting projects coming up. Tell us about the Store Club and the Soho Photo Gallery, which I'm really excited to hear about.
Well, the Store Club, it's an old kind of a club in New York City, in Manhattan, downtown, which hosts hosted big names such as Faye Dunaway and Joe DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe. So today, actually, I've worked with a great woman. Her name is Marcy. She is with MRA Events, and she hired me to do photography for these older paintings, which have so much history and are such and such. Oh, my God, I couldn't even describe them. They're so, so amazing photos. And so I took all the pictures for her of her website and stuff. And the Soho Art Gallery, I worked with an amazing artist who was a photographer, and now he does body painting. And he's having an exhibition in spring 2011 next year. Make sure you guys come. I'll come and check it out.
Absolutely.
And I was part of it where he painted my body, and I'll be on the exhibition.
Fantastic.
Very cool.
Wow. Vic, we got to go to the store club sometime.
Oh, my gosh, that club is amazing.
What'd you say, Michael?
I said, you and I have to go to the Store Club sometime. That's a New York institution. We got to get there.
Store Club, yes. You guys should really come. I'll really invite you, definitely.
Well, if both of you are saying that I have to get there, then we certainly have to get there. I do want to take just a quick moment to pause and just to thank everybody that's visiting us inside the chat room. That's quite a conversation that was going on inside there. So
thank you so much, guys.
For being inside the chat room, and also for all of you that are listening to us right now, I want to thank you so much. I do want to take a question. Marzen, as the show goes on, a lot of times I get people that will send me emails and they have questions. And this is an email from New Jersey, actually, and this is a young lady that says that she's interested in getting her son into the modeling business. Mm-hmm. And if you have any advice for her.
Sometimes I wish my parents supported me when I was, younger, with entertainment. So definitely parental support, I would say, is a big thing. If you believe in your son and that's something he wants to do, then you have to support mm-hmm. him. And there are a lot of good agencies. Go to the top agencies. I think maybe four might have a children's section. Natural photos, make sure you take some good, nice, natural shots, nothing too crazy, nothing too made up, because they're all looking for natural beauty, and best of luck. If he really wants it and believes it, then he'll receive it, he'll get it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Even a Polaroid will
Michael?
Do. Even a Polaroid will do, actually, but the top agencies, like Elite, Ford, Wilhelmina Models, IMG, mm-hmm. top models and stuff, all, if you have talent, they'll notice it. By no means don't pay any agency. Don't take your children to any agency that wants money from you. If your kid's good, honestly,
no, usually not.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are I think schools and institutions where they can teach you, but usually when an agency signs you, they will take that their time to teach you all these things, and it will actually come out of your paycheck later on, but.
Yeah,
but but they'll definitely take their time to support you.
Hilarious. Marcin, where can everybody reach you? I know you're on Facebook. I know you're on Reverb Nation.
Yes, it's reverbnation.com/Marcin, M-A-R-S-I-N, facebook.com/Marcin Music, youtube.com/Marcin Music as well. So make sure you guys check me out. Keep in touch. Also, I have some exciting news about Tokyo.
Please bring it on.
What?
Tokyo loves Marcin. I might be part of the Tokyo Fashion Week.
Great.
I don't think I'll be flying to Tokyo, but the designers are flying to New York for a big photo shoot on November 6th. And I'm meeting with them on Saturday to go over the photography and everything, the modeling, the clothes. And it should be very exciting. They love my look. Thank you.
That's fantastic, Marcin.
Congratulations.
Absolutely.
Well, make sure you let Michael know, email Michael and let him know so that he can post it on Facebook and do a follow-up and let all of us know how that works out for you, because we definitely want to support you.
Oh, thank you so much. There's so many things that I'm excited about, and I can't wait to let you guys know what's going to happen.
Absolutely. Vic, do you have anything else for Marcin?
Nope, I'm actually good. We just got to take care of some in-house business, you and I, and talk about a few other things, but I think gave a lot of really, really good information.
Absolutely. Marcin, thank you so very much for taking the time out tonight. I truly, Victoria, we truly wish you the best and would love if you would actually consider at Home of Victoria your home for all things Marcin. So keep that in
of
your
course,
mind, and we'd love to have you back anytime, okay, buddy?
But I have a question for you guys, actually.
Cool.
Yeah.
If you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
What are you guys getting dressed up for Halloween as?
Halloween.
Ah, Vic?
That's a good question. Actually, last year I got dressed up as a panther. This year I'm not dressing up as anything because I decided to stay home and give candy out to the kids. So I'm not going to be anything this year. Michael, what about you?
Yeah, I'm going as a radio host. I'm just going with a microphone strapped to my head and walking around asking people questions. So it'll be
oh, Lord.
Marvin, what are you going to dress up as, and where are you going?
I don't know. I need help. So if anybody has any ideas for me, please email me, find me on Facebook, let me know. I'm thinking something cool, like cowboy, football player, I don't know.
Absolutely. Oh, Marcin, do your
dog. Well, we will, if we think of anything, then we'll have everybody go on Facebook and post it on your wall. But in any event,
yes,
again, thank
do.
You so much for taking the time to be here. And we'll catch up with you and talk to you very soon, okay?
Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you guys, too.
Thank
be
you
good,
so
Marcin.
Much. And again, I just want to let everybody know that was Marcin who we were talking to. He's a model, also dabbles in music, and actually before this show ends, I'm going to end the show with one of his songs, and it's an exclusive. In fact, he finished the song today, and he downloaded it to me this afternoon. So this will be pretty much the first time that I am told that it will be on the airwaves. And so I'm looking forward to all of you listening to it. I got a chance to listen to it already, and it's pretty cool. It has a really good beat to it, Michael, and I love the beat because it's a really cool beat that I can exercise to. So that was one reason why I liked it a lot.
Yeah, it's great dancing, great exercising music. But wasn't he sweet? He's very humble, too. I just love him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and also he has his own little cute sense of humor, especially when he said kind of like, I do think Lindsay likes to party a lot. And I'm thinking, you think so? So he has his own little sense of humor. Speaking about humor, you've got to talk about Pretty. So I'll let you take it away. What's going on with Pretty tonight?
Well, Pretty is having their Season 2 sneak peek tonight at a very secret location because of the security reasons. But it's only revealed to those invited guests. Very exclusive, very exciting. But I just wanted to go ahead and take time to mention Steve Silverman, Stacey McQueen, Sam Pancake, Dee Freeman, Troy Conrad, and Michael Taylor Gray, as well as producers from Velvet Candy Entertainment. Wishing you the best event. I can't wait. Season 2 will hit in 4 days, so I'm very, very excited to turn on to Season 2 again. Can't wait.
And I know you can't wait because, guys, to know Michael is to know almost every single conversation that we have or part of a conversation. For some reason, he always seems to sneak some information in about Pretty. And, Michael, speaking of Pretty, I don't think that we really discussed this, and this must be discussed. At the Common Thread networking event that you and I were at, you put together a very, very, very cool bag of gifts that Steve Silverman sent you from Pretty and other places. So talk about the bag, and there was also a young lady who won it as well.
Absolutely. The bag contained a whole bunch of Pretty paraphernalia. It contained a couple of the thermal mugs, a couple of the glass mugs, a wall clock, a bunch of T-shirts, some underwear. It was a great representation of Pretty. And actually, it was the poet who won it. I can't remember her name right now, but she was the one who gave the E equals MC squared speech. So she won it and was ripping through it. So I'm happy that she has something to put her Starbucks in every morning when she's driving to work. So she seemed very thrilled with it. So.
Yeah, she was, and in fact, I do believe that she friended me on Facebook because I remember her message started, and it said that I was the one who won the beautiful gift bag from Pretty last night, so I'll have to catch up with her when I have some time to see how she enjoyed all of her treats inside that bag itself, which was very cool. So, Michael, let's get back real quickly because I didn't really talk a lot about last night, but I just wanted to let you know you were such a superstar. You shined last night. So what the deal was, everyone, about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I call Michael and say, hey, we've got a problem. Of course, Michael's always like, what's going on with Victoria? What problem do we have now? I'm like, I can't make the show tonight because I've got to get over to the airport. So basically, you're going to do the show tonight. And guess what? You're going to do it all by yourself. And and he was very, very, very nice enough to basically say, okay, Victoria, thanks for throwing this at me, but I'll go ahead and do it. And, Michael, like I told you, the thing is I would have never, ever done that if I didn't think that you were ready. And it was quite obvious that you were ready because I got so many positive emails from people, our friends and family and fans on Facebook saying that you did a wonderful job. So I publicly, again, just have to acknowledge that.
Thank you, darling. After I threw up, everything was fine.
After you threw up, you get all of it out of you.
Absolutely.
But in any event, I'm going to say goodbye to you, Michael, and then we're going to end the show with the song that I promised you. So, Michael, when are we back on the air again, you and I? I think I have the show next week, so we're back on the air pretty soon, right?
Yeah, we're back on the air, special Election Day show with Melissa Peterman. Very exciting, from Reba and the Singing Bee,
yes.
And special guest star on season two of Pretty. She's also has a new show coming out called Working Girl and a new comedy CD just in time for the Grammys. So we'll have lots to talk about. So your Election Day worries will go away when nothing happens. So.
Exactly.
Anyways,
exactly.
I want to thank everybody for listening. Thank everybody in the chat room. And Vic, I'm glad you're home. I missed you yesterday, so I'm really glad you're back.
Oh, thank you so much. But listen, I have to get in and say one thing when you talked about Melissa and the whole election. But then you know that I'm a news anchor and a news junkie, so you have to be careful with me because although we'll be doing the show talking to Melissa, you know my other computer screen will be up on one of the news stations and trying to check the results and give us real-time election information, too. So don't get mad at me if I do that.
Not at all. Not at all. It is information, after all. Anyways, Vic, have a great night.
All right,
darling. I'll see you Tuesday. Have a good day. Night, everyone.
Bye-bye. And, again, that was our fabulous entertainment co-host, Michael Kay. So don't forget, if you're listening out there and you've got an idea for an entertainment show, you know, entertainment is very, very broad, so it doesn't matter what it is. You can always just email and contact Michael and, you know, just let him know what you've got going on. It could be some type of entertainment event and you want Michael to cover it or you want us to talk about it on the show, then he is the man. Just get that information to him and he will certainly take care of it. But in any event, I'm going to go ahead and try to get my computer all set up so that I can play the song from Marzen. Again, this is an exclusive song. And he emailed this over here to me today. And I believe the song is called Sex. So it's very appropriate for this time of the night. Let's go ahead and see if we can get it started.
The way you look, I cannot help it. I guess you got me.